Okay, we're rolling. So before I was saying that the website says you don't send it to staying, you send it to the silence, I guess, which is what happened because I sent it to staying and he just sent it back to me, kept the letter that I wrote, but wrapped the money order in like a blank piece of paper. So no response. I just got my money back. And you know, that this just... apart from the whole, you know, you, Bob, and all this interesting other shadow side of the Church of the Subgenius, this was just a very bizarre, like, here's me saying, like, I received money from Ivan Stang just now. Like, I thought his whole, you know, the whole church was about this massive tithe machine, and yet he didn't want my money. It just seemed so amazing. Anyway, I posted on that. Basically, I think that what I wrote on the internet, I like it. It speaks for itself. I guess it's good to have this just audio backup that I wasn't, that none of the things that I wrote were, like, lies, really. But what it kind of comes down to, in a way, I wanted to swing it back around to, okay, I sent in my money, Stank sent it back, that, was the occasion for a whole bunch more stuff to get said on the net, but okay, I guess I wanted to bring it back to the present, with the idea that that me or we, like five-bodied people or something, are just lackeys for Bob.
Deanies.
That would be,
you're
yeah,
deanies.
Yeah, and
zombies for Bob.
We've kind of fallen into a slot where our meaning in life is to big up you or something now, and so and so that's what we're doing, and that's the pattern of all kooks, and it's just boring and disgusting, like the Subgenius might say or something. But the thing is that what I'm responding to is last night after I emailed you about when I could call you today, I then went and read Denmu's latest, or Hexbody's latest rant, and he was kind of saying some of the same things, or it seemed like maybe he was responding to me when he was scorning Xenocrony, or just relating these Xenocronies, or that's a lockdown environment, it's not something to celebrate, or I don't know, something like that. But to me, I just want to say it's worth saying in response to that I consider it to be like not even really my place to withhold that kind of information, like about the kind of thing that happened to me on 4/4, because to me that's pretty crucial. That's not my opinion. That's what really happened. The Toronto Sun really had that on the cover. Like, I really had all these coincidences happen. Like, this is evidence, you know? Like, to me it's not even about what you say. It just makes what you say that much more urgent, perhaps, in some mysterious way. Like, I feel almost like the stories about Xenocrates around you are kind of like the stories of, I don't know, like McLuhan saying to the folks at IBM, like, you know, in the future computers are going to be small, not big, and they're like, what are you, nuts? And like, sure enough, it's true, because it's the kind of thing that you're like, that there was something uncanny about that awareness. Not just interesting thoughts or good food for thought or stimulating, something uncanny there, like that guy knew something that other people didn't.
That's right, yeah.
I feel like it's my duty, like, even though I don't necessarily even want to reveal these Xenocrates sometimes, it's kind of my duty to get on there and be like, look, this happened, like, there's something a bit fucked up in the relationship between this guy and our whole culture.
I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah.
You mean this guy being me?
Yeah, yeah.
And our whole culture. I like that. The whole culture. Yes, that
whole
one little
culture.
Now, don't you feel?
Well, because it bleeds out into like the editor of the Toronto Sun and like
Free Bob
associate Thompson there that I was talking, and his name would be Thompson too.
Yeah.
And like and Zappa, and like, you know, like, is Dweezil Zappa working for you, and that's why he made sure that the tour would come into Toronto on Bloomsday? No, that's pretty, like, what's more unlikely, that Dweezil Zappa's thinking of you, or that this happened by accident?
Right.
And like, if Dweezil Zappa's thinking of you, then like, that's got some bizarre implications too, and the editor of the Toronto Sun at the same time.
Right, and all while you're looking intensely into Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah, and which we're talking about on the McLuhan's more than we usually do.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah, a lot of Lewis on there. But, so yeah, I guess I'm just saying that about the Xenocrates, and, although, so, okay, that just seems like something to say, so unless you got something to say to that, then we could try to pick up on that, what's up with these, what's up with this reptilian
right
thing that is being reported.
Yeah, it's just, unless you have something to say, Paul.
I probably did it one time, but I'm okay.
Okay, to sum up the Stang thing is that he definitely has a reality, and that reality, all the rest is put on, is that purple ain't allowed into my scene and anything connected to him, and you got your money sent back.
Yeah.
And that should tell you something, as Dr. Peter says.
Just one more thing to add. It basically, like, something I feel is, I wouldn't know how to say it, but it's like worth saying somehow to someone. I don't even know who. it could become that Ivan Stang finds that in the same way that the Android meme is shrinking and shrinking, that the drama, it seems to come down to almost an AM versus AP thing.
Yes.
With him, where it's like, well, really I'm leaning on, like, you know, human interaction and people that know me or something, and it's not about identifying with my statements of truth or
right. Anything.
And that's kind of what his church is half about. But then I just feel like there might be a very real danger for that guy, Reverend Ivan Stang, if he's not already worried about this, that the whole AM side of what he represents might shrink down to only that one point. No,
yes.
Bob Dean's Club.
That's right.
It really might. That might become the major defining thing of it.
I think it already is, and you hit it on the mark when you originally came on and said, years ago, the only one orthodoxy in this anti-orthodox church is Bob. You know, the attitude to Bob. That's what you pinned, and you later, it unfolded and proved.
Oh, yeah, you said that. Now that this has been said, we can perhaps collectively decide that we've collectively achieved fact one, and we can begin on a consensus.
Well, you know, there's another fact is that Bob's actually the anti-Bob, the Bob that I'm talking to right now.
Yeah. You,
like, I would include that.
In the book of the Subgenius, it says that an anti-Bob will come along, which is,
yes.
You know, obviously a Christian kind of thing.
No problem. I definitely include that role.
Right. So you're the anti-Bob. Even
yes,
by
yes.
Their own definition. I don't know why they're not like, look, this is what happened. That's what they should have did.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't get it either. That's one thing that I felt like I'd like to say. I don't know if there's an audience here, but, like, it's like, look, if this guy's not Bob Dobbs, then he's the anti-Bob. He's not
right. Some
kook to forget about.
That's right. And so,
like, it's on that scale, whatever it is.
Right, and I'm the nub of the issue, because everything they do within the Android meme on there is a resistance to recognizing what we explained the first 15 minutes of this session on side one, the whole Xenocrony thing. They are fighting it, and it may be very hard for Americans to deal with that.